The Ellis County Health Services Department will be moving their vaccination site soon. Health Services Director Jason Kennedy talks to us about that change and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So, honestly, it's been a continuation of really good news. It is COVID time, so there's still, there's always the poignated bad news that the media likes to throw in. But I will say Ellis County, all in all, has we've done really well over the last couple of months. We've got tons of vaccine. We've got vaccine available every day. There's multiple locations around town, two or three pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, Dillon's, and then obviously at the Ellis County Health Department. We have changed. Starting next week, we are transitioning away from use of the mass vaccination site because our numbers are dropping off, and we are going to transition to actually giving the shots in our office on Canterbury there behind USAFE Pharmacy. Sign-up process is all the same. We still encourage people to go to the www.ellisco.net website. Go click on the vaccine registration form. Go in there. There'll be more times available. Right now, we're looking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday mornings. You can choose either Pfizer or Moderna, and then go in and pick out your time and come in and be vaccinated. So the second shots that people are still waiting on, if you're scheduled for a second shot, if you received your first shot out at Gordman's, we will still give the second shots out at Gordman's for about the next two or three weeks, but we'll be pretty clear with you and communicate with you when you get your first shot, where your second shot location will be. With that, you kind of brought up with me before the show, what do people need to expect, or what do people need to, what's the expectation after they get their shot, or if they get their shot? So, there's a couple of things. The vaccines are not 100%. We know that. We know that they don't prevent 100% of infections. We see breakthrough cases. We believe that you can still become infected and you can still transmit the virus to others after you've been vaccinated, but it's not the norm. So through this entire time, we've loved to focus on the single point case reference study, that the one anecdotal person that we saw this, and the news media just loves, especially the national news media, they just love going after that single point where things didn't go right.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do know about the vaccines is we do know that they are highly effective, and we have seen a significant reduction in mortality and morbidity for individuals that have been vaccinated. So from the start of this, we started chasing this case-demic, and we told the people that we would beat this, we would stamp out these cases, and that's just simply not true. We will not eliminate all cases. It was never our intent, or should have never been our intent, to stamp out all cases of COVID. What we want to do is eliminate deaths and long-term effects, and so we do know that the vaccine does that. The vaccine helps eliminate death, or not eliminate, but it helps to lower your risk of severe complications following COVID, such as hospitalization, such as lung issues, such as ongoing chronic type disease processes, and mortality. So we do know that the vaccine helps with that. So anybody that is, there's always going to be people, there's always going to be factions on both sides. That is fine. People need the right to choice. They need the right to make their own decisions. But it is something that I do encourage people to look into and definitely consider the benefits of being vaccinated. Now, that's kind of the global picture with vaccines. You would ask me about symptoms. What happens,
Yeah, because I almost died after I got mine. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, it sounds like you're doing much better. So yeah. That's, I think we're on the backside of it for you. No, it is. And we have had reports from all sides. We've had people that are like, absolutely nothing. I was perfectly fine. To my arm hurt a little bit for a couple of days. To, man, I was just like on my deathbed for a couple of days. And so what I can tell you is your expectations following the vaccine is the vast majority of people have mild to no symptoms. And by mild symptoms, I mean like mild flu-like symptoms, maybe just some weakness, tiredness. I just don't feel that well. There are some people that truly were, you know, they tell us it's like the worst case of the flu I've ever had. Those are few and far between. The vast majority of people say, hey, you know, my arm hurt for a couple of days. I just kept moving it. I was a little bit tired, but all in all, I was okay. And I even in my household, my wife had about 12 hours where she really felt pretty cruddy. She got the, you know, just kind of the flu-like symptoms. Not the worst case of flu she's ever had, but she was pretty sick. And honestly, I had absolutely nothing. I felt fine. Maybe a little bit of psychological tiredness for a day or so. But you know, my arm hurt for a couple of days, and that was about it. So even in my own household, we had a fairly wide spectrum of symptoms, and so. People do need to be ready for that. They do need to expect it. part of that is why we're offering the shots late in the week. We do know that people, you know, don't want to be sick at work or whatever. And so come in, be vaccinated Friday morning, take the rest of the weekend off. You know, this might be a good weekend to do it. I think it's going to be cruddy anyway. So might be a good time to be holed up.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe if you want to speak to this real quick, because we have about another minute or so left here. But even those folks that like myself, that got a real bad reaction to that shot, once from everybody I've heard that you recover, you're like, you bounce right back. It doesn't stick with you long term. It's like almost like a light switch just flips off, and then you're better.
Yeah, you know, it. What we have heard is literally it kind of hits you like a truck. But then it's gone, and there's not like there's no lingering effects of it. I was sick, and then all of a sudden I was unsick. And like I said, my wife was very similar. It was probably 10 to 12 hours post vaccine, and she was sick for about 12 hours, and then it literally was like a light switch. She set up. She's like, I feel pretty good, and go back about her day. So. Yeah, you know, 24 hours is kind of the use if you feel cruddy is it will be on and gone in 24 hours.
Excellent. And I mean, and that's at least in my opinion, my view, I'll share this with you. I think better than the alternative.
Yeah, you know, it's much like the virus, you know, a lot of people have had the virus with absolutely zero effects. They didn't even know they had it. But then there's also people that have been severely, severely sick, long hospitalizations and death from this virus. So the vaccine so far has proven to be safe when we look at the mortality morbidity data. For the number of vaccines that have given out, I know there's some concern about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But all in all, the vaccines have been extremely safe, proven to be safe, have been effective at reduction of that mortality morbidity. And so it is a good time to educate yourself, make an informed decision, and be willing to accept the vaccine. And, you know, we can all continue to move forward together regardless of whether you're vaccinated or not. We do have to move forward, and we will move forward. And, you know, now's as good a time as any in Ellis County.